Over the Labor Day weekend, many families like mine drove out to the mountain lakes to hike, fish, swim, and enjoy the great outdoors. Others visited the scenic coastline and enjoyed the beaches. But for many people with limited mobility, the simple pleasure of enjoying outdoor activities is problematic. David's Chair offers a unique solution. I'm Mike Green. Today on the Jefferson Exchange, we're visiting with Kirk Mickelson, the Director of Fundraising and Development at David's Chair, an organization that provides mobility aids for people with disabilities to do outdoor activities. Welcome to the Exchange, David.
Oh, this is Kirk, but no problem. People do that all the time because it's David's Chair.
I'm sorry. That.
No, that's fine.
You're right. I messed that up. I appreciate it. Kirk,
good way to start.
Tell me more about the work of David's Chair.
David's Chair is a 501c3 nonprofit, and our main goal is to ensure that people with mobility challenges across the spectrum have the ability to get out into the outdoors and enjoy the things that they probably used to enjoy before they became mobility challenged. One of our prime examples is getting people out on the beach. We also get people back up in the woods. We get people fishing and hunting and also out on the golf course. So multiple pieces to help people with mobility challenges get back out into nature or whatever it is that they enjoyed in the outside. And we do that at absolutely no cost to the user for the devices that we have.
But that sounds amazing. What sparked this idea?
David Hartrick was a gentleman in Eagle Point, Oregon, who was diagnosed with ALS in 2017. And our founder and CEO, Steve First, got a plan together to get David a track chair. The track chair that they got David back in 2017 was right around $20,000. And so they literally did some bake sales and some garage sales to get enough money to purchase David a track chair. Once they were able to do that, David, as he was going through ALS, realized that there was all this outdoors and things that he couldn't experience without the track chair. So David decided about midway through the process that maybe this should be available for people with mobility challenges for free forever. And so that sparked David's Chair, and Steve First, like I mentioned, founded it, and it has been going now since 2017.
Well, I visited your site and I watched some of the videos of testimonials.
Yep.
And it's really emotional to see the joy that your chairs provide to people that are enjoying outdoor activities with their families and friends. Can you describe the chairs and the variety of excursions that they're capable of?
If you just could think of like a tracked vehicle, but smaller. So the chairs themselves are tracked. They're driven by two electric motors, so they're very quiet. And they basically go any place that it's wide enough for the chair to get through. Like I mentioned before, the easiest place for us to have the chair is out on the beaches. Because you have mobility freedom with the chairs across the beach. The chairs can be driven by the individual, or if the mobility challenge does not allow somebody to drive, each of them has their own tether, which allows somebody to walk next to them and drive the track chair for them on the beach or on a trail or wherever they happen to be. We also have three pieces of equipment, two paragolfers and a VertiCat that allow people that if they have upper mobility to stand up and hit the golf ball again or stand up and shoot skeet or stand up and shoot bow and arrow and get other people then to get them out in that manner also. And those are also very quiet battery driven pieces of equipment. It just gives us another opportunity to get people out into the outdoors again.
So not only do you have the chair, but you also have something that allows them to be vertical.
Yes. So some of our chairs stand up. We have some standing chairs out on the Oregon coast that allow people to get vertical. With our Tow and Go program here in White City, you can also get a standing chair. And then, yes, at Oak Knoll Golf Course and at Stone Ridge Golf Course, and then you can also get one from us. We have those para golfers available, and they get used quite often, especially out here in Ashland at Oak Knoll.
Well, you said it was $20,000 for the first chair. I'm assuming that's the first chair. You have more than one.
Oh, we do. Yes. And so now the average cost of those chairs, just a seated chair, is right around $15,000. And if we go into a standing, we're looking at right around $23,000 a chair. And then the new version of the Paragolfer, the Verticat, is right around $30,000. So they're very simple pieces of equipment. They are very quiet pieces of equipment, but they are spendy. And, you know, people with mobility challenges, especially those, you know, paraplegics and quadriplegics and people with ALS and MS, and they're on a fixed income, it's not very practical for them to be able to, you know, afford a chair and be able to, you know, utilize it like we can if we let them borrow it as they go out on the beach or out on the golf course.
So these are occasional excursions.
Yep.
So
from an excursion standpoint, we do about three or four times a year, we actually take our whole staff in a big group of track chairs. And one of the big excursions that we do every year is to Gold Beach, to Brookings, and we go to Harris Beach, because that was David's favorite beach. And so every year we pack up for the last weekend of spring break, and we spend three or four days in Brookings. And then we also do a huge excursion every year in Seaside over the 4th of July. And what that allows us to do is get multiple people in chairs out on the beach, you know, five or six folks at a time. So we do those excursions, and then, but our biggest piece that we do is just the ability for somebody to go to the Oregon coast. We now have eight locations on the Oregon coast, from Seaside all the way down to Gold Beach, and people can just go online and reserve a chair, and for a 2-hour period of time, and they show up, and our volunteers are there, and they put them in a track chair, and they get 2 hours of freedom out on the beach to enjoy it, and then they bring it back, and then we repeat with more people that want to utilize the chairs. Well,
that's fantastic. How do you train the users to navigate the chair? How long does it take to get acclimated?
Well, I'll tell you what, most of the users, because our chairs have the same controls that if they're already in a chair, an electric chair, they're exactly the same. So in most cases, they're better at running the chairs than we are. But if not, each of our volunteers are trained, and it takes about 3-4 minutes for them to walk through everything and make sure that they know forward, reverse, sideways, spin, and the different speeds, and they're on their way. So it doesn't take them very long from a training perspective.
I'm talking with Kirk Mickelson, not David Mickelson, but Kirk Mickelson, the Director of Fundraising and Development at David's Chair, an organization that provides mobility aids for people with disabilities to enjoy outdoor activities. You can send your questions via email at jx@jeffnet.org. So, Kirk, how wide is the chair? I mean, if you're taking it on a trail, a mountain trail, or even if it's flat, how wide is the chair? What kind of area do you need?
We ask that the trails be at least 42 inches wide, and even actually wider, so somebody can get by you. And like I said, on the beach, we don't, no problem. And we're getting ready to launch a brand new chair in Ashland in Lithia Park, which will be on the upper part of the park for people to utilize. And we've been in back and forth with Ashland Park and Rec on that. And those trails, if you can think of a trail in Lithia Park, most of those trails are wide enough for the track chair to get by and people to walk by you. So we just make sure that the environment that the chairs are in have the ability to make that happen. We're also working with Santa Clara County down in California, San Jose, on some of their trail systems, because they want to bring in two track chairs there too. So it varies, but 42 inches is really what we need. But you know, on the wide open spaces like the beach, then that doesn't matter.
Well, it sounds like there's some versatility here. People can rent out the chairs or rent out the time, and mm-hmm. go to a place where the chair is available, or they can come directly to you.
Right. So we have two programs. One we call our fixed site locations, and that is where people go online, go to www.davidschair.org, and they can see where all of our chairs, fixed site chairs, are located. Like I mentioned, we have 8 locations on the Oregon coast. We're now in Washington, in Westport, and then down at Kuechel Visitor Center in the Redwoods. And so people can go online, find where the chair is close to where they're going to vacation, click on that, and then reserve that chair for 2 hours. They can reserve it only one time a day, but if they're going to be there 3 days, they can reserve it for each of those 3 days. The other program that we have is called the Tow and Go program. And that is where not only do we provide a chair, but we also provide a trailer. And people can then go, if they're planning to go on a vacation for a week, they can check out that chair and trailer at no cost, and then go ahead and take that with them to whatever location they want to go to. For example, we just had chairs up at Lake of the Woods. We've had chairs at Wash Creek Lake. So people are starting to, it gives them the mobility even to get around the campsite. We're a regular chair will not take them. So we have that program too. And those programs exist here in Southern Oregon in White City at our headquarters. We have one in Gold Beach. We just put 2 chairs at Mount Pisgah in Eugene. Mm-hmm. And that has a tow and go program too. And then in Coos Bay, Oregon, we also have a tow and go program.
Well, it sounds like you're expanding. What kind of partnerships do you have? And do you partner with maybe hospitals, retirement homes?
Most of our partnership, we have multiple partnerships. So when we go into an area or somebody asks us to come into an area, we'll use Ashland as an example because we're coming there. So right now with the city of, we've worked with multiple entities, City of Ashland Park and Recreation, the City of Ashland and Ashland Parks Foundation, Ashland Community Health Foundation has been involved, and the people out at Oak Knoll Golf Course, because we already have a paragolfer there. But those groups are all our partners in the ability to bring a chair to a community. So in Ashland, it'll actually, the Ashland Parks and Rec and their volunteers will actually be the people checking the chair in and out at Lithia Park. In Seaside, for example, our partner is the City of Seaside and the Elks Club. So the Elks Club houses the chair and has our volunteers are all run through the Elks Club. In Pacific City, it is done, a group of community people have gotten together and made that happen. In Coos Bay, it is run through the city. In Newport, it's run through the city. We have partnership with the National Forest Service down in Kuechel. So it just depends on what the location is and who are the people that have stepped forward to say, hey, we want to host the David's Chair, and how do we make that happen and how do we support that?
Okay.
Also in Lane County, for example, in Eugene, it's a county cooperative. So the county is involved. The Mount Pisgah Association is involved in the McKinsey River Trust. So it's a lot of people.
I'm getting that. But it sounds like a fantastic opportunity, but let's talk a little bit of business. We got 1 minute left.
Okay.
I know this is expensive to run.
Yes.
How does the business work? How do you sustain yourself?
Well, we sustain ourselves through amazing donations and grant writing, and then we also have multiple fundraisers during the year. Our big fundraiser is coming up October 18th and 19th is what we call our big weekend. We do a casino night in Medford at the Ronky Tonk Bar and Grill, and then Saturday the 19th is our big dinner auction, and we do that at the Expo. And all that information on that and to be a sponsor or buy a table or do those things are available at our website at davidschair.org. Great organizations like the Ashland Community Health Foundation donated the money, for example, for the Ashland Chair and to get that moving. So some of our donations are, and we do have multiple people who individually donate, but everything that we do is through donation, grants, or fundraising.
Well, it's a fantastic organization. That's all the time we have. Thank you, Kirk, okay, for sharing such an important resource here in Southern Oregon. I've been talking with Kirk Mickelson, the Director of Fundraising and Development at davidschair.org. I'm Mike Green. The Exchange will be right back.